Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Mr. Number 877, Ellen White Letters to Relatives and Family Members, Audio. Speaking at open-air meetings, my health failed me 2 months since. I have labored earnestly without rest since last December. I attended 2 Grove meetings, speaking to an interested audience of people. In the last of these meetings, the wind blew in the pine and oak trees, making it very difficult for the speaker. My turn came upon the afternoon of first day, when the wind was blowing so strong it was almost impossible to make the voice heard by all the people assembled. I spoke 1.5 hours, clear and loud. Every word was heard distinctly. Outsiders said there could not be found 1 man in 1,000 that could be heard as distinctly as I was heard. I think the effort was too much. That week I began to fail. It is the turn of life with me. I was attacked with palpitation and fainting. Could not stand 5 minutes upon my feet. We arise this morning in good spirits. The great day of the meeting is over. Yesterday, Brother Uriah Smith spoke upon the Sabbath question. In the afternoon, I spoke 1.5 hours upon temperance. About 6,000 were on the ground. Many could obtain no seats but stood during the 2 hours' service. I never yet witnessed such perfect attention. Those standing were as motionless as though they were riveted to the ground. There was no leaving the congregation or scattering upon the ground. Many seemed to feel deeply while I was speaking. I had great freedom and left the stand with throat and lungs free from pain and with more strength than I have had since I left home. This morning I awake with freedom from pain, of good courage in the Lord, cheerful and hopeful. Father, James White, is improving all the time. He needs to be held up, encouraged, and cheerful words spoken to him. The Lord lives and reigns. He is our strength and deliverer. There are 40 tents on the ground. It is a beautiful encampment. All is neatness and order. Those who come to the grounds have much to say in praise of the arrangement and order and the meetings they are delighted with. After I ceased speaking, the first men of the place came into our tent and stated that that discourse was the greatest that had been given in this country. The whole world should have heard it. This is the general feeling. I was solicited to speak at Stowe to the Temperance Club. It is a place of great resort in the summer. The largest church in this place was secured for me, but Father was fearful that I should do too much, so I withdrew my appointment. There were 1,000 teams upon the ground Sunday. We may leave tonight for the New York camp meeting. My dear boy W. C. White, we trust you will yet be a blessing to others. Oh, Willie, I do want that you should glorify God in your life. This world, this life, is of but little account. The better life, the better world, live for this, my precious boy, and you will never regret it. No, never. I can never express the love I feel for you, my boy, yet I had rather bury you as much as I love you, rather than to have you forget God. Heaven, heaven, nothing is sure but heaven. Pray to your heavenly Father for strength and health of body and mind. Correct conceptions necessary. It will be essential to have correct conceptions of Christ's life, Christ's habits, that his principles may be reproduced in us who would be Christ-like. A half service, loving the world, loving self, loving frivolous amusements, makes a timid, cowardly servant. Such follow Christ a great way off.